This is Sunday morning, June the 14th, 2020. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. It's time for an uprising revisited. The Lord wanted me to read you the first one. Have you ever noticed the Lord, He just hones in on just certain areas of, and it usually has to do with what we're going through right now. This was on May the 17th, 2020. It's time for an uprising. The time of the sheltering in is over. The death angel has passed over. The plague has been stayed. It is time to rise up and not be afraid. Time to say wherever you are, wherever you go, no fear here. That is right. Break the spirit of fear off of your nation and the nations of the world. Wherever you see fear, declare peace. Do not allow it to operate in your presence or domain. For you see, this has been the real damage of the pandemic. Satan uses fear. It is his MO. Fear is the real threat. Fear intimidates and can make people respond like sheep or cattle. Just look and observe its effects right now in your nation. This is why Satan has used his false flag events since he showed in the garden. This is how he operates, and he has kept humanity enslaved all these 6,000 years. The real pandemic is fear. Well, this is a new day and a new hour. They don't call it terrorism for nothing. No manifestation evidence of in the natural yet, but the tables have turned. Remember always what you see manifest in the natural is the result of a heavenly lost or won battle. The real battle is not with flesh and blood, but with demonic entities in the heavenlies. The enemy would drag this out as long as possible to cause as much damage as possible to fulfill his evil agenda. This is where you come in. It is time for an uprising. It's time for my people to decree what they want and quit saying what they have. I did not fear and panic over what I saw in Genesis 1, but I called it the way I wanted it. Remember this. When you do, you can say, like I said, it is good. Make America good again. Everywhere you see fear, call it the way you want it. Call it until you see all the fear gone out of every quarter. You've been made in my image and likeness, and it's time to act like I acted. No more reacting. That is the problem. My people have been reacting instead of acting. They have been saying what they have instead of what they want. I think today the enemy of the people, who the president always said is the mainstream media, we need to knock them out. The tables have turned in the spiritual realm. It always will be there first, then you will see it in the natural. Okay, from here, he said, read rags to riches. Got lots of papers here. See if I can find it right quick. Thought I had it. Hold on. I'm not seeing it. Oh, well. If I find it, I'll read it in a minute. Only good ahead. Remember, I called what I spoke to good. It's time for you to rise up and stop being a victim to your circumstances. It's time for you to call your darkness light. It's time to put all fear aside, for faith and fear cannot operate together. No longer run and hide. You're safe, for in me you do abide. Psalms 91. Over the next days, weeks, months, and even years, you're going to see a brave new world. All the darkness will dissipate, and America will have a new fate. Make America great again is not just a slogan that the POTUS speaks. It is born from heaven. America is great again. America is good again. Fear will no longer have a place when faith rises up. I'm not talking about rising up in your flesh, but rising up in faith. Not doing battle with the fist, but with your mouth. This is how I do battle. It's time to use your mouth in faith and get the right results, as opposed to using your mouth in fear and receiving what you do not want. In the face of any situation, you have a miracle in your mouth. You call the shots. When faith arises, I'll arise. Refuse to let the enemy intimidate you into saying words of fear. No longer listen to Satan's fake news. My word is the good news. What comes out of fake news? Fear, stealing, killing, and destroying. What comes out of good news? Life, and that more abundantly. Don't fear it. Faith it. If you don't like the landscape, change it. This is what I did in Genesis 1. I put you here and gave you an example to follow in my footsteps. You speak to your mountains. Don't be concerned about rules, regulations, or laws that you don't like. Change them. It is within your mouth to do so. You have the dominion here. How do you suppose the world got into the mess it is currently in? I left men in charge, for none of this is permitted in heaven. Now's your opportunity to not permit what you don't want on earth. The prayer I gave you is a prayer of power so that you can. The prayer I gave you is a prayer of power that you can live heaven in earth. Oh, my children, today it's time for an uprising. There's a war that can be fought in private. No weapons are needed except your spiritual ones. You call it death or life. Take control. You lose control when you fail to take control. Faith is a fruit of the Spirit. Fear, fruit of the flesh. We live from the inside, and you are not moved by the outside. You never again have to let Satan have the last word because you had the final word. It is written. You want to please God today? Follow His pattern. Faith pleases God. Okay, let me finish this now. Yes, it is time for an uprising, of the natural soldiers and the spiritual soldiers. They work together to purge evil from the earth. This is now we'll look at Romans 13. I think I brought this up last week. It says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Everyone has been waiting on the president and the leader to do something. They are waiting for you, for they are working for you. All right, the Declaration of Independence. I've read this many times, but I'm going to read it again. Just as part of it. It says that whenever any form of government becomes destruction of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. The people. And to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object convinces the desire to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their security, we the people. All right. What Antifa, what they're doing is exactly what Hitler's brown soldiers did. They're following the very same pattern. In fact, they're using a book that it pretty well lays out the Nazi regime, what they did. All right, they are waiting for the citizens to say, I have had enough. It's time for the citizens, the church to say to the devil and his anarchist, enough. We're not going to take it anymore. And there's that song, I Have It Here, by Twisted Sister. We're not going to take it anymore. Yeah, oh, we're not going to take it. No, we ain't going to take it. Oh, we're not going to take it anymore. Just a reminder. I have given unto you power to, ... You have the dominion and power to take your country back. Come out of the corners that the devil has backed you into fighting. Come out swinging with the sword of the Spirit. Satan, the lead anarchist, is supposed to be under your feet. He belongs under your feet in total defeat. There are more with you today than are with them. You know, I saw something the other day, and it was in the midst of all this chaos, you see people doing right things occasionally. And I saw that deal about that preacher, that they captured him and sexually assaulted him and had a gay man kissing all over him and just disgusting. I'm thinking, something's not right about that. I thought, I wonder how they'd be if there was thousands and thousands and thousands of Christians with their hands clasped together and they were praising God down the street. I wonder how it would be. You know, did God send you or did He not send you? Christians are made to look like fools. You have dominion and power to take back your country. Come out of the corners that the devil has backed you into fighting. Come out swinging with the sword of the Spirit. Satan, the lead anarchist, is supposed to be under your feet. He belongs under your feet in total defeat. There are more with you today than are with them. Not liking what you see? Then no longer let it be allowed in your domain, your body, your home, your workplace, your church, your city, your state, your country, your earth. Yes, a circle of infinity, starting with the inner circle and working your way out. When you seat yourself, start with the inner circle, work your way out. This is the second revolution. We're going to read the second revolution. Lord wants us to get this. Revolution, a forcible overthrow of a government of social order in favor of a new system. Courage is rising up. The righteous are bold as the lion. What is happening in Virginia is the beginning. It's a spark that will turn into a raging fire. We see the fires burn, don't we? Back in 2015, the Lord began to speak to me, Civil War. Well, Obama was still in office then, and I thought it was going to be a civil war, that we could stop it, but the civil war is really what we're seeing now. That will spread across the nation. The cowards of the swamp, these that have been working and hiding, it is a shame to even speak about what they do in secret. What they've been doing will now be shouted from the housetops. They will run scared. It will be as it has been said, they will not be able to walk down the street. Yes, their visibility, their popularity, their days in the spotlight are over. They've been pushing my church back into a corner with no place to go. Well, the tables have turned. Haman has been hung on the gallows. There will be no place for them to run and hide. They will no longer do their dirty deeds, says the Lord. It's time for the pushback. The citizens and Christians of this nation will rise up and say, we're not going to put up with this anymore. The lion is roaring on the inside. No more victim mentality. I'm completely draining the swamp. The U.S. Declaration of Independence states that when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object convinces a design to reduce them to them under absolute despotism, it is their right. It is their duty to throw off such government. There's people rising up all over with their guns. Hell's Angels and what's the other group are heading to the Chaz. They're heading to this blockade that Antifa has blocked off. They're heading there on July 4th, and they're going to kick them out of D.C. And I bet they do it. The line is rising up in people. It cannot be done by your leader, lest it be misconstrued to be an overthrow by a dictator. It is in the plan. I've always given my church the land and the responsibility to occupy it. Quit asking President Trump, do something. Leaders, do something. Do not look to your leaders for deliverance. I'm leading them and guiding them, but my plan is the one that will be executed. It will be executed by my army. We the people are rising up and saying that we have had enough. The real tyrant is Satan, and it's time for him to be backed under your feet. You kick the devil out, they'll just go back to mom's basement. You understand what I'm saying here? Are you fed up enough yet? This is what the show has been about. Yes, a movie, so you would see. Say that's enough and rise up and put Satan in his rightful place, under your feet, foot on his neck. This will purge your nation. Revolution will bring absolution. Absolution is forgiveness, pardoning, exoneration, remission, dispensation, remission to the penitent, the cleansing of your land. My people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. It's always been up to my church. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Pray for your leaders. Esteem them. They are all part of the plan. Never forget, though, this is a showdown between good and evil. The church and the God of this world system has been placed in the top of the lap of my mighty ones. The ball is in your court. Say not, when will the leaders do something? When you do something, they will have the freedom to do something. See, as the people start rising up, then they can start acting. As you rule and reign, you're changing the landscape. Things have been changing for a while. Keep it up. Get people awakened to what is really going on, especially believers is key. When they realize the authority they have and they rise up and start to use it, look out, devil. My thought. I noticed the flag that the Virginia militia was displaying is Don't Tread on Me. While making confessions over the nation, I had this thought come to me and I spoke it out. Hong Kong has become an annex of the USA. If you notice, their six-month protests, they're all carrying U.S. flags and singing God Bless America. They want the freedom that we have in this nation that we are in a revolution to keep. Also had to speak that Canada is also part of the USA. Globalism and communism and socialism is being pushed out of the Northern Hemisphere. Zechariah 6, 1 through 8. We're free and we're occupying. Is this where we're at? All right. After, I had that the first part of the week. And yesterday I found these. Q posted these. And it goes right along with that. Right here. Q4460. They can no longer hide in the dark. It's happening. You're watching it. The world is watching. Have faith in humanity. Here is a, this is a fallen soldier. I forget, I don't know where it is. It's all graves that they've come in and desecrated and broken all the monuments and stuff of our fallen. This is what it says here. Only when evil is forced into the light can we defeat it. Only when they can no longer operate in the shadows can people see the truth for themselves. This is the nastiness we're seeing. They're not, can't hide anymore. They've blown up all their tunnels where they don't have any place to go. The walls, the borders being built, they don't have a place to go. So their nastiness is right here. It's been here all along, working underground. But now it's all up top where we can see everything. Only when people see the truth for themselves will people understand the true meaning of their deception. Seeing is believing. Well, not in the faith, but here. Sometimes you can't tell the public the truth. You must show them. I had that so strong this week with all this mess going on. The Lord said, you're watching a movie. It's so ridiculous, you know it has to be scripted. I mean, this Antifa bunch, they made a garden. You know what they did? They just poured dirt on top of grass and stuck plants in it. They didn't know you need to dig a hole. We're talking, you're going to take over America? Seriously? And then they were all upset because the homeless people around them stole all their food because mommies used to bring it to you in the basement. Only then will people find the will to change. It had to be this way. There's not another four-year election. God wins. He's saying here, all of this has been about awakening the public because I'm willing to say, and I know I do believe this in my heart, there's a lot of them. They've already been hauled in. They've already been signed their confession. They're wearing their ankle monitors. Some have been executed, and they have body doubles or clones that we see in the public. Lots. I heard this week someone talking about Gitmo is crammed full. They're building those prisons as fast as they can. And see, they'll take them out. I tell you, one be taken, another be left. They're snatching them out, having their tribunals. See, the executive order and all this that the president has done, it bypasses the judicial, makes them enemy combatants, and therefore they can go to Gitmo. I saw a deal where this Antifist was griping because, you know, normally they do their damage and they get paid for it, and if they get arrested, they get bailed out and they go on their merry way. They never get prosecuted. And this one said, this isn't fair. This time, they're going to make us go to prison for 10 years. You know, it's like, I want boo, ooh, boo, boo. Poor baby, where's your passy? They showed, you know, they're tearing down, trying to tear down all the monuments. What are the monuments? They want to erase our history. They showed a new monument. It's a great big pacifier. Division is man-made. Division is designed to keep you powerless. Division is designed to keep you fighting each other. Division is designed to keep you enslaved. The narrative has you. No one person is above another. Unity is strength. Unity is love. Unity is humanity. Trust yourself. Think for yourself. Only when good people collectively come together, positive change occurs. So he's trying to get us united against this evil as one. Your voice matters. Your vote matters. Everything you see today is an attempt to eliminate that. To remain silent, living in fear, controlled, is to remain powerless. A moment in time. History has taught us that people will rise Judgment Revolution Day against the rulers. From pharaohs to kings to elected officials, a rigged system of control and corruption and evil on the backs of people. Modern day slavery. People will rise again. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. So what's going on? We're being allowed to see everything that's going on, so we'll rise up and do something about it. Now, spiritual soldiers, we're doing what God's told us to do. But then the army's raising up too, to do the part that they need to do.